Dental in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Live in a money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, summer's come to an end, but we are ready to help you take on your fall projects. If you've got some ideas on projects you'd like to get done, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are ready to grab our tools and get to work for you. Inside or out, first floor, second floor, basement, attic, you name it. We've got some tips, some ideas to help you get those projects done once, get them done right, and then you can move on to more projects, because there is a never-ending list, at least there is around our houses, and I'm sure around yours as well. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com. Well, the warm weather has passed, but your fresh supply of veggies doesn't have to. We're going to give you some tips on how to turn your summer vegetable garden into a fall vegetable garden.
Plus, as the temperatures go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. We're going to share a few simple steps that you can take around your home to reduce energy use and save money, too.
And if you're ready for a healthy alternative to the cost and all the waste of bottled water, we're going to review water filters that can be installed in your home's plumbing system and deliver great-tasting water at a tiny fraction of the cost of buying bottled.
But first, we want to hear from you. What are your fall project plans, you guys? You do an inside work, you do an outside work, whatever it is, we here at Team Money Pit are here to lend a hand.
Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you do, you may also win a set of four trigger clamps we're giving away from Jorgensen. They are heavy duty. They can be used with just one hand, making them great for DIYers and crafters alike. They're worth $120 going out to one caller, one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Dan in Louisiana on the line who's had some damage from recent storms and needs some help figuring out the next steps. Tell us what happened.
The problem is we got hit hard with the hurricane. My roof is gone. My house has shifted off its piers.
Wow.
And the adjuster or the insurance guy came out and said, oh, no, we can't pay for that. You know, that's not, you know, we're not going to do that. And, you know, just a lot of things on the inside where I had water damage, sheetrock not coming down, but I could tell there's water marks on it. And they're saying, well, we'll just patch that little hole right there. And, yeah, I can't do that. You know, I want the whole ceiling painted. It won't look good. So I don't know what to do.
Okay. So, Dan, let me ask you something. The insurance adjuster that came out, this is somebody that works for your homeowner's insurance company?
Yes.
All right. What you need, sir, is a public adjuster. A public adjuster is an insurance adjuster that works in the private sector. And the way public adjusters work is they will sign a contract with you where they will represent you to the insurance company.
Okay.
And now you've got one adjuster, an expert adjuster against the other. And the way they get paid is by a percentage of the claim that they get for you. So it's kind of a no-lose situation when you hire a public adjuster. The thing is that, you know, the public adjuster, they're not going to be bamboozled by the insurance company because they know their business. So okay. I would focus, your next step is I would focus on trying to find a good quality public adjuster. Now, I don't know your area. I don't know who's working in that area. I don't know whether public adjusters in that area are licensed or not. If you have an attorney or an accountant or somebody like that that you trust, see if you can get some leads on a good quality public adjuster and then have them represent you to the insurance company, because you're exactly right. You know, when it comes to those sorts of things, you know, you don't want a minor repair done when you need a major repair, or you don't want a touch up. I mean, how can you get touch up a ceiling? Let's say the paint on the ceiling is 5 or 10 years old. You can't just touch that up. You got to repaint the entire ceiling. I don't care if the leak spot was 2 inches wide.
That's right. I want to be whole, you know?
Right. Yep. And that's why you pay for the insurance, and you're going to have to demand that it be properly handled. So that's your next step. You got to find a good quality public adjuster to represent you.
Where would I find that public adjuster? If I don't have a lawyer, you're a friend and all, where would I find, is it, are they in like a telephone book or?
I'm sure you could find one online, but
okay.
Again, there's good ones and there's bad ones. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a community there of people you know if you can trust, whether it's not a lawyer or a realtor. You know, I don't know who else you have, you know, in your community there, but I'm just going to be just get some references, get some referrals, try to find people that they've had some experience with. Take your time, find the right guy. Don't just get the first guy that shows up at your door. Just, you know, take your time and find a good person. And I think you'll find that your experience with your insurance company after that will be make a lot more sense.
That sounds wonderful, Tom. I really appreciate y'all calling and taking my call. It's miserable over here. It's like a bomb went off in this city. There's 90% homes that will be re-roofed, and you know I only have a roof in my house to be re-leveled. People have trees that are splitting their homes in half, you know. But what you see is a community coming together, and everybody's being humble. It's wonderful. You know, you look for the good in this stuff, and God blesses you somehow,
yep.
You know.
Well, listen, Dan, we went through Hurricane Sandy up here not too long ago, several years ago, and we saw our share of devastation, and you guys certainly have seen a lot more than we have. And I'm so pleased that your community is as strong as it is and coming together like it is. And I think that it's going to take some time, but you will heal from this, and you will rebuild from this and hopefully be stronger than ever before. And listen, as this process goes on, you call us back anytime that we can lend a hand, and you spread that word to your neighbors as well, okay?
I will, and you don't know how important y'all are to us. You know, I listen to y'all all the time, and it's y'all are a blessing, so you're godsend, so Godspeed to y'all. You know, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dan, and good luck to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Now we've got Gail on the line who's got a question about a washing machine. Tell us what's going on.
I heard you say one day about you're going to tell people how to clean their washing machine, and I stayed around, but then I had to go outside, and when I came back, it was all over.
Okay.
And it's just got a gray, you know, it's, of course, it's white machine, but you can see gray up to a certain point, or light gray. It's not the same white, and so I need to do something to learn how to keep it clean.
All right. So, are we talking about cleaning it from a health sanitary perspective, or are you talking about just wiping down the outside?
No. The inside of the tub.
Right. So, what you want to do first is you want to run a empty load with probably about 3 or 4 cups of bleach, about 3 times what you normally would put in a load. And what this does is this will sanitize a lot of the internal plumbing without risking damaging your clothes. You want to run an empty hot water load with about 3 or 4 cups of bleach. Now, the other thing that you want to do, is this a front load or a top load?
Top load.
So with the top load, you don't take the step. But for those listening that have a front load, you want to take a bleach and water solution and wipe the seal of the rubber gasket around the door all the way around, because a lot of times you'll get some debris that will form in that seal, and it will grow some bacteria, and then it can really smell. So wiping that seal down is important as well. So that's actually a pretty simple way to sort of sanitize your washing machine, because in some instances, you can have bacteria that stays behind, but by running the empty load with bleach and hot water, that will clear it out.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. It's the fall season, which is perfectly the best time of year for all kinds of home improvement projects, inside, outside. The colors are inspiring. It really is just the best season of the year, in my opinion. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. If you've got a home repair or home improvement question, 24/7, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, eating fresh and local does not have to end when summer does. We're going to have tips for transforming a summer vegetable garden into a fall harvest when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door, right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to FastGrowingTrees.com, I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
FastGrowingTrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit. FastGrowingTrees.com/MoneyPit.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Hey, this is Joe Namath, and let me tell you, it's no fun getting sacked, believe me, especially by a home improvement project. Stay in the game and listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you so much for being a part of our program. If you enjoyed the Money Pit, please share that news with a friend, with a relative. If somebody has a house and they're like, if you know somebody who likes to take on home improvements and you think maybe they might enjoy the show, we would certainly appreciate if you would share the show and the Money Pit podcast by posting a message on your social media. And remember, you can pass on our phone number as well, 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will get back to you if we're not in the studio the next time we produce the program.
That's right. And one of you who calls in this hour with a question will be chosen to win a great prize. It's a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. They're really fantastic because they have easy-hold bar clamps, which allow for rapid and easy clamping. And then you can easily convert them into spreader clamps. I mean, it's super great to give you an extra hand when you're trying to keep something together and you just can't do it on your own. And the deep-reach pads are going to help protect your work. This is a prize that's going out to one lucky caller this hour.
It's worth $120 going out to one a person. One, only one. And you know what? We get a set of four clamps, two 12-inch and two 36-inch. So call us right now with your question. It could be you. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we're heading to California. We've got Steve on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, recently I'd heard of a new type of insulation. Supposedly it's what they use out on the space shuttles and to protect people. It's a reflective metal.
I think you're talking about radiant barrier. Is that right?
Is that what it is? I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah. You know, it's not only a type of insulation. It's designed to reflect some of the UV rays of the sun back out, or reflect the heat off of the insulation, try to keep it off the insulation and keep it up towards the top of the roof. My concern with radiant barrier is it overheats the shingles and shortens the roof life. There's a lot better ways to save energy than radiant barrier, starting with making sure that you have the right levels of insulation in your attic space, and secondly, making sure that you have the right amount of ventilation venting that attic space. So today, you want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation if you use fiberglass in the attic, and you need to have a fully vented ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof and fully open soffit vents. And those two things working together are going to make sure you have energy savings all year round. But it's no miracle fix here. There's no, the new space discovery with this stuff. It's been around as long as I've been on the radio, and that's a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you have fiberglass, you can add additional bats on top of what you have. You can add additional unfaced insulation laying on top of what you have. Just make sure you don't put storage on top of it because you don't want to squish it. You want it to be fluffy. And then make sure you have a fully open ridge vent and soffit vents at the overhang. Okay?
So I knew I needed soffit, a big gable vent or something like that.
A ridge vent's much better than a gable vent. It's more efficient because the ridge is always in an area of depressurization. In other words, as wind blows over your ridge, the peak of the roof, it wants to draw air out of the attic. And as wind blows against the side of the house, it pushes air in the soffits. So the air goes in the soffit, underneath the roof sheathing, taking away heat in the summer and moisture in the winter, and then exits at the ridge. And that cycle just repeats itself 24/7, 365 days a year.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I put in ridge vents, so I just have to go up there on the ridge, take off the top shingle, lay, cut back the plywood.
That's right. Just cut the slot in and drop a new vent right on top of it.
Well, thank you very much for clearing that up with me. I probably saved myself a lot of money.
Happy to help, Steve. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, that steady stream of veggies from your garden might be coming to an end, but if you want to keep the produce coming well into the cooler weather, you can by transitioning your summer veggie garden into a fall vegetable patch.
Yes, veggies like broccoli, cabbage, lettuce, spinach, mustard greens, beets, turnips, these all grow very well in cooler weather. And the key is to rejuvenate your soil, replenishing all of the nutrients that it's spent growing those summer veggies.
So first step, pull out the plants that are done producing and yank out any loose weeds or debris. We just took out all of our cucumbers. We had a great season of cucumbers, but you know, cucumbers, when you grow them, they take over everything.
They
do not hold back. They go up the side of the house. They go on the fence. They just go anywhere they can. But when they're done, they're done. So pull those out. Then you can add compost and mulch and layer in some straw or hay on top of it. This is going to insulate the garden when the temperatures start to drop.
Now, most fall veggies can endure a little bit of frost, but you can extend their season by up to a month by adding a frost blanket on top of the hay.
Now, for new fall veggies, just sow a seed every 1 to 2 inches, and before you know it, you'll replace those store-bought salad fixings with a fresher version from your very own backyard garden.
Betsy in Georgia needs some help tackling a ceiling project. What's going on?
My question is how to remove popcorn ceilings. We have a bonus room above our garage that the popcorn ceiling was falling down in spot.
Okay.
And we scraped and scraped, and we wasn't getting very far with it. And we damaged the drywall with gouges from being scraped. Okay. So my husband put stippling on the ceiling to cover up the gouges, and I don't think it looks good at all. It looks
So he kind of put more texture back on where he had the old texture?
Yes.
Yeah, so now you have to remove the stippling, which is probably done with spackle, correct?
Yes.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, went from bad to worse. You know what I would do if I wanted a really clean ceiling and that was the situation? I would knock down as much of that as was physically possible so it's nice and flat, make sure as much of the popcorn is gone as possible, and then I would put a second layer of drywall over the whole thing, tape it, prime it, paint it, and be done with it. You'll have a brand new ceiling.
Bury it. Hide it.
I'm like, bury it. Because that drywall is probably so damaged now from the scraping off of the old popcorn to the adding of the stipple, and then you're going to have to sand and get rid of that. I just don't think that all the work that's going to be worth you putting into that is just not worth it. You're just not going to get a really clean look. So why don't you just put a second layer of drywall over it? It's really clean, easy to do, and it will look much, much better in the long run.
All right. And then we have our other ceilings have popcorn, but we haven't tackled that. So is there an easier way to get it off?
Well, here's the right way to do it, is that you would dampen it, and then you would scrape it.
So you use like a paint sprayer or like a garden pump sprayer, and then you just lightly spray that on the ceiling, you know, get it wet. You're going to have to cover everything. It is a messy job. And then you just scrape it away with like a spackle knife.
And by the way, though, if you want to buy yourself some time and maybe what happens with the popcorn, it gets dirty and gringy looking, you can actually paint that. There's a special type of roller that's a very thick roller that's got sort of slits in it, and presses the paint up inside the sort of the pieces of popcorn, and you can get a nice, bright, clean look to it. So it is possible to paint that and have it look a lot nicer and a lot cleaner.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Betsy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Doug in Iowa's got a wallpaper question. What can we do for you today?
My parents live in an old Victorian mansion in southwest Iowa, built around 1919. And this is not original wallpaper, but it's starting to kind of peel away from the top of the ceiling line. And I didn't know what was a good way to, I guess, re-adhere that to the wall. And what would you recommend?
So it's just where the top section of the wallpaper meets that wall ceiling joint.
Correct.
Hmm. Now, does it seem like it's happening all across the entire wall, or is it just a piece here and there? Is it just at corners? What's the situation?
Pretty much just this one, these two strips meet, and I'm not sure, you know, why that occurred there, but the wallpaper is just starting to peel back a little bit.
Okay. Well, there is a glue that you can buy, and I want to say it's called Seam Fixer or Wallpaper Seam Fixer, and it's sort of like a bottled version of wallpaper paste, and it really is the best solution that I've seen for smaller fixes of wallpapering. I just recently used it because my four-year-old has become fascinated with our foyer wallpaper and has started to peel at areas. And as much as I love them, I'm like, dude, let's not do this. And it really does seem to do the trick.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll look into that.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Remember, you can reach us anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or your home improvement question. Coming up, if you're looking to save money on your energy bills, we've got fast and easy do-it-yourself home energy upgrades next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love to hear about what you are working on, what project you have on your to-do list this fall. We'd love to help you get those projects done. If you don't know where to start or you're stuck in the middle of a job, call us right now with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tracy in New York's on the line with a gutter question. How can we help you with this project?
I'm thinking about getting gutters put on my house, but I'm not sure what I need to know and what I should ask when I have the contractors come over to do the quote.
All right, so you have no gutters right now?
That's correct.
Okay, so here's a couple things to think about. First of all, what you want are seamless gutters. So the way they're made is the contractors come out and the gutter material is actually in a sheet stock, and it's on a roll of metal, and they run it through a forming machine that actually creates the shape of the gutter. And this way, they can make the gutters the exact length that you need for the different sections of your house. Now, the number of spouts that you put in the gutter is important because you want to have less than 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface per spout, or the gutters will back up and get overwhelmed. So pay attention to that. Also think about where the downspouts come down. You don't want them dumping water right at the corner of the foundation, because that will collect there and it can soak in, it can weaken the foundation, it can flood a basement or crawl space. Just generally a bad idea. So you want the downspout to extend at least 3 to 4 feet away from the foundation. If you had a water problem, I'd tell you to take it out further. But if you don't have a problem, at least 3 to 4 feet out. So if you have, you know, one downspout and you have one section of gutter and you have a choice as to whether the downspout's on the left and the right, use your head about thinking about that. Now, don't bring it out near a walkway or something like that. Bring it out on the opposite side of the house. Now, the other thing to think about is gutter guards, whether or not you want to put them in or not, because when you get gutters, you're going to get the need to clean those gutters. And there are such a wide variety of gutter guards that are available today. The kind that seem, in my experience, to work the best are those that work on surface tension. So these have sort of a complete cover to them, and the leaves will wash over them, and the water hangs this cover or maybe goes through some louvered slots and falls into the gutter. So think about that. Check out with the company whether or not they offer a gutter guard option at the time of the installation. And this way you can get it sort of all done at the same time. And then one other trick of the trade is that before you attach these to the house, do you know if the fascia is wood right now or is it aluminum? What are you going to be attaching it to?
Wood, I believe.
So this is the perfect time for you to paint it. This is your one and only golden opportunity to put a couple of good coats of exterior paint on that, because once that gutter is attached, you're never ever going to take them off, or at least not for a heck of a long time. So get a couple of good coats of paint on that fascia now before you put the gutter on so that it's protected.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the temperatures go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. Here are a few fast and easy fixes to stop the less well-known sources of energy leaks. Well, for example, you might be surprised to learn how cold air can make its way into your living space through the lights and outlets on those exterior walls. Now, the solution is simple. You just add pre-fit plastic foam outlet gaskets behind those cover plates, and that's going to seal the drafts.
Now, another place the heated air inside your home escapes, escapes in huge quantities, is through the chimney. If you're fortunate enough to have a fireplace, great. But all the time you're not using that fireplace, warm air from your house is making its way up the chimney and out, and that's just a big waste of energy. Now, an easy fix is to insert something that is called a chimney balloon into the flue. It's basically sort of a sturdy plastic balloon that inflates to fit your chimney, and it acts as a plug to prevent that unwanted airflow from getting in there and finding its way out. The good news is that it's easy also to remove when you want to use that fireplace.
Now, caulk is a great way to keep water out around the outside of your windows, but did you know that it can also stop drafts on the inside of the windows? Now, cold drafts can leak through exterior walls and make it into your house as well. So to seal those out, you add a bead of caulk between the interior window trim and the wall.
And speaking of windows, here is one more very little-known trick. Lock your windows. Now, of course, we want you to lock them if you're going away, but you should always keep them locked even when you're home, because if you've ever noticed the lock in a double-hung window, you know that when you rotate it, it actually pushes the window down to the sill. And in doing so, it creates a very tight seal. So if you lock the windows, you'll actually also seal out some drafts as well. 888-666-3974. If all this talk of saving energy has got you thinking about some questions you'd like to get answered, now would be a great time to call us. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your question at moneypit.com.
Buck in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I was calling to ask a question about a built-up roof. About 4,000 square foot. I was thinking about taking and putting a coating on top of it. No insulation in the attic. And I was wanting to know if it really would actually defer the heat in the lower floor by putting a brilliant white roof coating on top.
Well, those types of roof paints do have UV reflectors in there, and they're designed to make the roof cooler, and certainly it will be a heck of a lot cooler than the black roof that you're starting with. So I think that that's probably a good idea in your situation, especially being in such a warm part of the country, Buck.
Any particular product brand that you can suggest going on top of tar?
No, but make sure it's a roof paint. I mean, typically you use a fibrous aluminum paint for something like that. What you really want to look for is the UV reflectivity of it, because the more UV it reflects, the better the job it's going to do. And by the way, it will also extend the roof life as well, because the cooler the roof is, that means less of the oil is going to evaporate out of the asphalt, and it'll last a lot longer.
Okay.
Buck, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
We'd love to give you a hand with whatever it is you're working on at your home, so give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, if you're a big drinker of bottled water, we're going to share some tips on a whole house water filter system that saves both money and delivers great tasting water. Coming up.
Live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs, or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Making good home. homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we would love for you to sign up for the Money Pit podcast. You'll get inside information we don't share on the national show, and you'll get your questions answered as well. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
And for one lucky caller to the Money Pit this hour, we've got a great prize. We're giving away a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. Now, they're going to deliver 600 pounds of clamping power. These clamps really are serious workhorses for serious home improvers, crafters, and makers. So make them yours. Give us a call for your chance to win. It's worth $120. If you want to check them out, go to ponyjorgensen.com.
That number again is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Tommy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question concerns my dryer. I moved into a house that had the washer and dryer already here in my laundry room. And when I was cleaning back behind the dryer, the dryer hose is aluminum type, and it's attached with tape, obviously not done correctly. And what I want to know is, what would you recommend? Is there a better dryer vent hose or a tube of some kind? It's a fairly short distance from the wall to the dryer.
If it's the flexible aluminum hose,
mm-hmm.
then that I would probably go ahead and put that back in. If it's vinyl, I would not, but you're sure it's aluminum, right?
It is. It's like shiny aluminum foil.
Yeah. And that's the one that you want there because that's heat resistant.
Oh, you do. Okay. Yes. Rather than the white vinyl, it's better than the white vinyl.
Right. Because the white vinyl could overheat and potentially cause a fire hazard. So the aluminum one is great because it won't hold on to all of that heat. Now, the question is, where does your dryer hose vent to? Does it go to the outside? Has it been cleaned in a while? You know, these are all maintenance things that you need to be doing for your dryer.
Right, Leslie. And that's what I wanted to do because I am so afraid of fire hazards.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so I need to detach it, and it is vented to an outside vent.
So what you should do is get a dryer vent cleaning brush. There is one that's available online called the Gardus Lint Eater. Les and I both have one of these brushes. They're really cool. They're like brushes on the end of fiberglass rods, and you stick them into a drill and just spin them into the vent.
Oh my goodness.
And go back and forth and pull them out, and you'd be amazed how much dust comes out of those things. So that's one. I'm sure you could probably find it at a home center and a hardware store as well, but a dryer duct cleaning brush is what you really need for that.
Okay, and then when I reattach that hose to the vent and then to the dryer, obviously I don't want to use tape, which is what they've used.
There's a big bracket that is sort of like a clamp that fits around that, and it goes over the hose, and the hose goes over the vent, and then it all sort of screws together. And I'm sure you could also find those at a home center or a hardware store. No, you should definitely not tape it together.
I will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your family uses a lot of bottled water, you may be ready for alternatives that cost less but deliver the same great taste. Now, two types of filters do just that for you. You can save money and go green with an under-sink water filter or a whole-house water filter system.
Yeah, and here's how they work. For under-sink filters, now most are what's called dual cartridge filters. They have both carbon block and granular carbon filters. And those dual filters reduce the most common chemicals or contaminants that we find in tap water from municipal sources. This could be stuff like lead and mercury, asbestos, pesticides, and even cysts. They'll also eliminate sediment. They'll get rid of the bad taste and the odors caused by the chlorine that's added to municipal systems as well. You do, however, need to pay close attention to the filters. They've got to be changed about every 6 months or when 500 gallons of water have passed through them. Now, the other type, which is a little bit more convenient, is called a whole house water filter. It's convenient because it's much larger and it's installed at the main water valve, so it pretty much filters all of the water that's going into your house. And it will also trap dirt and impurities like rust, but it can also improve water taste, it can reduce cloudiness, and reduce contaminants. Filtreat, for example, has one that's pretty inexpensive. It's a quick change system. It costs under $100, and those filters last about 12 months. So one way or the other, you don't need to use all that bottled water
water. You don't need to deal with the cost, the expense, or the environmental impact of throwing away the millions of plastic bottles of water we do every year. You can add these filters. They're not expensive. They're pretty easy to install and enjoy great tasting water at home.
Now we've got Rhonda in Washington who needs some help with window cleaning. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi. Well, you know what? We bought new windows, and then my husband turned the sprinkler on, and now we've got water deposits, stains all over these new windows, and it's on the west side of my house, and it's just baked on. And I cannot find any way to get that cleaned off. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
There's actually a super easy trick of the trade. Have you tried white vinegar?
Oh, you know what? I've soaked paper towels in white vinegar and just soaked it on there. It didn't seem to do anything to it.
Ron, have you tried Lime Away?
Uh-uh.
Lime Away is a cleaner that's designed to dissolve mineral deposits, which you have are mineral salts. And it's kind of like CLR. It's made by Reckitt Benckiser. They're a big cleaning manufacturing company. And it works very well on vinyl siding and other vinyl surfaces. And I'm sure it will work well to take those deposits. It'll take lime off and also take rust stains off.
Soak it in, like, in a paper towel and stuff and then just put it on there like that and let it just sit?
No, it's a concentrate. You just mix it.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. Remember, you can call us anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. Still ahead, is your garage so full that it hardly fits your car? Or maybe your car doesn't even get in there at all. We've got some tips on making the most of your garage space when we return.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
It is presented by Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quick Creek Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your fall to-do list? Put it on our list. Swing it right over by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com or facebook.com/themoneypit.
Now we've got a post here from Sean who reached out to us on Facebook. Now Sean writes, I've decided I'd like to start parking my car inside of the garage. I mean, that's a kind of great idea. Do you have any tips for organizing and storing all of the stuff that's parked in there right now?
Well, that's a great fall project, isn't it? Because it's a time of change, right? We're putting away our lawn equipment and that sort of thing, and we're getting out our shovels and the stuff that we're going to need. So always a good time to think about organization. You know, when it comes to the garage, there's something special about that space, and it's a special danger, and that is, it always concerns me, Leslie, that you got, like, the kids' toys stored next to, like, the pesticide, right? So you got to be really careful to keep that separate. I mean, you got some pretty active boys there at your house.
Oh, for sure.
And I know you're concerned about stuff like that, too.
But, I mean, it's also like, in addition to pesticides, there's tools. And some of the tools are sharp or dangerous or, you know, very curious. And these kids want to, like, just take everything and anything. So you've got to make sure that you keep these items separate. If you do store chemicals or paint items or anything that seems kind of dangerous, you can have a cabinet that has locking doors or at least get them up and out of the way of kids. You know, another thing I like to do is sort of sort things by season and put the stuff that's, you know, in the current season towards the front and the things that are out of season towards the back. So you're constantly kind of rotating what's easier to have access to over the others. And then you've got to look up. I mean, you really need to figure out where you can put extra things that'll allow your car to get in, but still keep your stuff in there.
Absolutely. I was with a buddy of mine this past week, and he wants to get some storage space in his garage. He's got a nice garage, but, you know, he's got a lot of stuff on the walls already. So I said, what about all of the space? He had a big, tall, not an attic space, but a big, tall sort of attic opening area. And we found a really nice shelf on Amazon, 8 feet long, steel, about 2 feet deep, and a whole cable system to support it. And now it looks fantastic, and there's a whole bunch more space up there now that he can use for storage that he never had before.
All right, now we've got a post here from Sam in Kentucky. Now, Sam writes, I have a 100-year-old house that was rewired about 5 years ago. Now I have random on and off circuits and ceiling fixtures going on in one part of the house. Do you have any idea what is causing this?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but that's bad. I mean, you should not have anything going on and off random, and that usually happens when there's a loose wire and there's some arcing or sparking or vibration. There's all sorts of things that could be causing that. If you have had that wired so recently, you need to get in touch with an electrician, Sam, and get that problem diagnosed. There's no way you should be having things go on and off by themselves. If you, when you say random on and off, you're saying that they're tripping circuit breakers, well, then that could be the same issue. You could have some bad wiring there and the circuit breaker is tripping off to protect your wiring from overheating. So when you have that sort of thing happening, you really need to get it looked at. There's very few circumstances where your lights and outlets should not be anything but consistently on or consistently off. And that's not the case here. So get it fixed.
All right, Sam, good luck with that. You don't want to have any sort of dangerous situations at home, especially if you're not at home to monitor if there's a fire or something. So just be safe.
You've been listening to The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending this little part of your day with us. We love answering your home improvement questions. We know they come at all times of the day or night, which is why you can call us at all times of the day or night at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or, of course, post your question to our website at moneypit.com. If we're not in the studio when we hear from you, we promise we will call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Trump addressed supporters at the White House Saturday in his first event following treatment for COVID-19.
9 days after testing positive for the coronavirus, the president stood on the White House balcony overlooking a crowd gathered on the South Lawn.
First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How's everyone feeling?
He thanked those who offered their good wishes and prayers during his recovery and promised that a vaccine would soon be approved. And he explained why he's ramping up his campaign travel schedule.
We cannot allow our country to become a socialist nation. We cannot let that happen.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
New Jersey Governor and Trump supporter Chris Christie tweeted Saturday that he's out of the hospital following a battle with COVID-19.
Christie was one of several who attended a Rose Garden event with President Trump and later announced that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie was also with Trump for debate prep. On October 3rd, he tweeted in consultation with doctors he was checking himself into the hospital for treatment because of his risk factors, including asthma. He also said on Twitter he was grateful for all the care and support he'd received and will have more to say later. I'm Julie Walker.
Missouri reported more than 5,000 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday, more than doubling its previous daily record. Over 500,000 customers woke up without power in Louisiana Saturday after Hurricane Delta blew through. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
Because Hurricane Delta was much larger in terms of its wind field, there were more power outages from Delta than there were with Laura. The peak was 688,000 outages across the state of Louisiana. As of noon, that number had decreased to 600,000.
Delta left flooded roads, down power lines, and displaced wildlife. Police used tear gas on demonstrators and arrested 28 people during a third straight night of protest over the lack of charges against a suburban Milwaukee police officer who fatally shot a black teen. This is townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
One of the largest coal-fired power plants in the U.S. Southwest could undergo a $1.4 billion overhaul.
The overhaul would be part of a proposal to keep the plant operating for at least another decade while meeting stricter environmental requirements aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Deputy Secretary of Energy Mark Menzies says he believes carbon capture, use, and storage technology, or CCUS, could be a game changer for fossil fuel generation in the U.S. and around the world. Enchant Energy and the City of Farmington are negotiating with Public Service Company of New Mexico and the other owners to acquire the plant and outfit it with new technology. Jeremy House reporting.
Charles Lieber, a Harvard University professor charged with hiding his ties to a Chinese-run recruitment program, sued the Ivy League school over its refusal to pay his legal defense cost, accusing it of turning its back on a dedicated faculty member. This is townhall.com. Europe's second wave of coronavirus infections has struck well before flu season even started, with intensive care wards filling up again and bars shutting down, making matters worse. Authorities say it's a widespread case of COVID fatigue.
Record high daily infections in several Eastern European countries and sharp rebounds in the hard-hit West have made clear that Europe never really crushed the COVID-19 curve as hoped after springtime lockdowns. Spain this week declared a state of emergency for Madrid amid increasing tensions between local and national authorities over virus containment measures. Italy mandated masks outdoors and warned for the first time since the country became the European epicenter of the pandemic, the health system was facing significant critical issues as hospitals fill up. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Mexico's president has published an open letter to the Roman Catholic Pope calling on the religion to apologize for abuses of indigenous peoples during the conquest of Mexico in the 1500s. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to your next home improvement project. We know it's on your to-do list. We're here to offer you a personalized welcome to get it done. Because if it's sitting on the list and you haven't started yet, it's probably because you don't know where to start, and because you don't have the materials to start, and because maybe you're just not so sure how it's going to turn out. We can make all that go away if you're reaching out and ask for our help. That's what we do here. We stand by and we wait for your calls because we know that you have questions that need to be answered, and we take them at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are your coaches, your advisors,
your cheerleading squad. We know you can get that job done, and we're going to help you do just that. So pick up the phone, call us. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now, if we're not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are, or you could always post your question to the Money Pit Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Coming up on today's show, a fresh coat of paint. Well, that could do wonders for the sale of your house, but using the right colors can actually help sell your home for more money in pretty much any real estate market. We're going to highlight the most valuable colors for kitchens and baths, the paint colors that actually drive up the value of your home and put more money in your pocket.
And coming up, this is the time of year you'll take on that last round of outdoor cleaning, and a pressure washer can make short work of that project. We've got some advice to consider when you're buying one.
And if you're planning a home improvement project, you know you got a budget for materials, right? And you got a budget for the labor. But did you know you also need to budget for the hidden cost of home improvements? We're going to share some of those money drains and tell you how to prepare.
But most importantly, we want to talk to you. What are you guys working on this fall season? Tell us what projects you're dreaming of or maybe in the midst of. Whatever is going on at your Money Pit, we are here to lend a hand.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you call us with your question, we'll also add your name to the Money Pit hard hat for a chance at winning a very cool set of 4 heavy-duty trigger clamps from our friends at Pony Jorgensen. So call us right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Those clamps are worth $120 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us at 888-666-3974. And look at that, Leslie. The phones are ringing. They are calling us. Let's get to it. Who's first?
All right, now we're going to head to Massachusetts, and we've got John on the line. Tell us what is going on at your Money Pit.
The 4 support beams in the basement, near the top of the beams, I'd say like from 2 to 5 inches from the top, there's wet moisture spots. I've tried with the Rust-Oleum, I put a few coats. I put a couple of clear coats and then the oil-based primer and also the paint. And I tried the rusty coat and then with another coat of paint. But it's if they're bleeding.
Right. Yeah. I know what's causing that. So a couple of things are happening here. First of all, you have a damp basement. It's unusually humid in that space. So you need to take some steps to reduce the amount of humidity in that basement. And usually it starts because there's something askew with your drainage conditions outside, like your gutters are clogged or the downspouts are not discharging away from the walls, or the soil around the house is too flat. You're keeping too much water close to the foundation. You got to make sure you move it out 5-6 feet at a minimum. So that's one thing that's going to reduce humidity. Now, the reason it looks like there's water leaking out of the steel beams is because of condensation. The steel beams, when they get cold, especially overnight, and that humidity starts to pick up, the moisture in the air strikes the cold steel, and then because it cools it, it releases water. It's just like when you go outside in a hot summer day and water forms on the outside of an iced tea glass. You don't say, oh, my glass is leaking. No, it's condensation. Well, that's what's happening. Now, the reason that it's forming the rust is because you got water and steel, and I understand that you put primer on there. It may be that the best type of primer for this situation is not just a basic primer. There's a type of primer called a high bond primer, high B-O-N-D. It's basically extra sticky, to use a technical term.
Okay.
And it sticks really, really well to smooth surfaces. And then once that's on there and once it dries real well, then you could put the color coat on top of that. But I suspect that if you take steps to reduce the amount of moisture in that space, you will find that you don't have the water and don't have the rust and may not even have to do any further work on it. We have a post on our website. Just search basement waterproofing on moneypit.com and you'll find a post that we have there with tips and advice on how to actually reduce humidity and moisture and water in the basement. It's also in the footer of the website too, in one of the most frequently read posts section. So I would check that out and follow the step-by-step advice there, and I think you'll find that your problem will magically go away, just as magically as the steel beams leaking without water. The problem will magically go away. Okay, John?
Yeah, I do run a dehumidifier. I run it 2 hours on, 2 hours off, And also, I'm going to be getting an electric heat pump water heater. Will that really help to solve it?
No. What's going to help is if you stop working on the inside of the house and start working on the outside of the house.
Okay.
You've got too much water forming around the foundation perimeter. I don't know why that's happening, but I listed for you the most common causes. And the number one most common cause is something with your gutter.
Okay.
So your downspouts need to be extended away. They need to be clean. They can't get overloaded. They can't, because if they're undersized, you know, sometimes people have not enough downspouts. But if it's working properly, your basement's going to stay a heck of a lot drier. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, sir. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Next up, we've got Kim, who's dealing with a shower floor issue. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
My shower floor is basically coming up, all the towels coming up, and it's been doing that for a few months, and we're debating should we repair it or should we just replace the whole shower? I mean, it's kind of an old house.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and we were thinking, we're getting ready to sell it, so should we put the money in to replace it or should we just try to repair it? I don't want to patch it up for anybody, but if it's repaired, I really want to do a good job to where they can, you know, use it.
So this is sort of a walk-in shower stall. Is that what this is? And it's made of tile?
Made of tile, yes, walk-in.
Listen, the restoration on this is to replace the shower pan. It's a pretty big job because you have to tear out the tile that's there and put in a new pan, which is typically fiberglass today, and then retile over all of that. So that's a big project. Is it leaking now?
No, it's not leaking.
Okay. Well, if it's not, it's just appearance that you're concerned about?
Appearance, right. I mean, it's the tile's basically coming up. We have like a rubber, what do you call those little rubber things that you put in the tile just to stand in the shower.
Right. Yeah, the anti-slip mats and that sort
of
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I don't know that I would do that repair. If it's not leaking, then you don't really have a responsibility to repair it. Of course, if you want to do a bath renovation, you could. Whether that's going to make your house any more or less likely to sell, I don't know. You really need to know what's going on in your neighborhood. But that's a really big repair to do when it's not necessary, it's not leaking for the sole purpose of trying to sell your house. If it was a cracked shower pan and it was leaking, I'd be telling you something different. But if it's not leaking, I'd leave it alone and put my money elsewhere in terms of fixing up the house.
Great. That's what I need to hear.
All right. There you go. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Remember, you can reach us anytime, 24/7. Tell us what's going on at your house, what you're working on, what you'd like to start working on, and we can give you a hand. 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, a fresh coat of paint can do wonders for the sale of your house, but did you know that some colors can add more home improvement value than others? We're going to highlight the most valuable colors for kitchens and baths after this. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Thank you so much for listening to the program. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and help you with your home improvement questions. You can help yourself by calling us at 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if you enjoy the program, we would truly appreciate if you would share the program with your friends on social media.
All right, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. And if you get on the air with us this hour, one of you is going to have a great prize coming your way this fall season. We've got a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. Now, it's really fantastic because it really gives you that extra hand when you're trying to hold something together. Maybe you're putting something back together or adhering something and you just can't hold it. These clamps will do the job. And the easy-hold bar clamps truly allow for rapid and easy clamping, and you can put them together and convert them to spreader clamps. So it's really fantastic. It's a great prize. Check them all out at ponyjorgensen.com. It's a prize worth $120.
You know, I was working on a project this weekend. I took a very old children's wagon, you know, like a radio flyer style wagon, and I was rebuilding the wheels because it had been badly damaged. It was actually kind of a piece of junk that I found that a friend of mine had thrown away. I said, oh, let me take that. I think I could have some fun with that. And I rebuilt it, and I had to heat up the axles and straighten them out, which is, you know, not terribly difficult. But when it came time to put it back together, there were some parts of the brackets that just weren't right. And I grabbed the Jorgensen spreader clamp, and I clamped it across the bracket, and I squeezed it in with one hand because it's all I had to work with. And they pulled right together, and I was able to bolt everything back up the way it should be. And then when I released the clamp, it stayed just where I wanted it to be. So
there's
all sorts of stuff you can use these with because they're just so darn handy. If you'd like to win it, call us right now with your question. Post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. 1-888-666-3974.
All right. Now we've got Dave on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I'm considering putting a vinyl floor in my below-grade basement.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out if I need to, A, put down a vapor barrier, and B, if I need to make it glue-down or floating floor.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, there are a lot of great options for basement floors these days beyond just vinyl tile. You know, you have a lot in the engineered vinyl plank area. You have laminate floors that can work down there and even engineered hardwood. So you have a lot of options. What I would recommend is a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E. So DriCore is a subfloor that goes down in the basement, and The dry core panels are about 2 feet square. They're tongue and groove, and they lock together. And in the bottom of the dry core panel, it looks like OSB, like oriented strand board from the top, but the bottom of it is like a rubber base that's sort of diamond plated, and it almost has like little feet that create an air barrier between the concrete surface and the underside of the dry core. This helps avoid moisture buildup because anything that comes up off of the floor is going to wick away. And then you can basically put the vinyl down right on top of the dry core, or you could put engineered plank or whatever else you want to use. But take a look at dry core. It's available at home centers across the country. We did some work with them not too long ago, and I tell you, I was really impressed with the product. I was really glad to learn about it, and I don't think I would do a basement floor any other way moving forward.
Okay, well, thank you then. I'll take a look into that.
Well, according to a Zillow analysis of 32,000 property sales, where they compared the sales prices according to room colors, creating the right atmosphere with paint color can actually lead to home buyers to compete for your property and drive up the selling price.
That's right. However, painting with the wrong colors can have the opposite effect. So let's take a look at two of the most important rooms in your house for home value, and that's the kitchen and the bath. Now, kitchen renovations can result in the highest return on investment, and Zillow found that the blue-gray is the best color for a kitchen for several reasons. First of all, the surfaces are easier to clean, unlike white kitchens that become messy when you're living in them. And researchers also found that bluish grays evoke feelings of trustworthiness, which can immediately help home buyers connect with your home. Plus, cool colors literally create a cooling sensation for buyers. People perceive those rooms in these colors as physically cooler, which is nice in an area that tends to get super hot when you're cooking. Now, the result, on average, they found that homes with bluish gray kitchens sold for $1,809 more on average.
That's crazy. So let's look at the best bath paint colors next. The bathroom is one of the more important features of a property being sold. Buyers are specifically interested in how many baths you have, how big they are, and so on. And buyers want to see a bathroom that's well-designed and well-constructed, but color is just as important when they're considering your property. So you might think that white is the ideal paint color, but Zillow found that the bathroom paint colors of periwinkle blue or pale blue can push up a property's price by a whopping $5,000. They found that a bathroom with blue walls is soothing and relaxing, and people also associate the color of water with being clean and healthy, two things so important today in our time of COVID crisis. The number here is 1-888-666-3974. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions, whether you're living in a house, buying a house, selling a house, living in an apartment, living in a yurt, wherever you call home. We'd love to help. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ron in Florida is on the line with a leaky water heater. What's going on? Tell us how old it is.
Well, the breaker had thrown a couple times, and I turned it back on, and I left it, and it stayed when I turned it on, and then I'd gone in, took a nap, come back out. When I did, the entire garage was full of water. The pressure relief valve up top was just, it was just spewing out water. Extremely, extremely hot, hotter than we've ever experienced having our water. What I thought it was, it just continued to heat.
Right.
And so at any rate, I turned the breaker off. I looked in the panel where the thermostats were and the elements, and they were just fried. They were burnt. They were burned up. I got a good scare because the insulation was blackened, and could have been worse than it was, I guess, at catching fire. But I just wondered what would have made the hot water heater do that.
Okay. Well, let's see. The pressure temperature relief valve, which is what that's called in the side of the water heater, is set to go off at about 150 pounds of pressure. And theoretically, the way it works is if the water heater doesn't shut off because there's something wrong with the control circuit, it will continue to heat and heat and heat and build up pressure to the point where, to prevent the tank from rupturing, the pressure temperature valve will open up. Now, I will say this. Very often, those valves fail, and they will open up way before they're designed to open up. And if that's the case, you just replace the valve. But it sounds to me like this thing got so wet that the water got on the elements, and that's what caused the short, which caused the breaker to trip.
Yeah, but is this associated with an age of a water heater, or is this just a random fluke problem?
Not really. I've seen new pressure temperature valves that can pop open as well. And sometimes you get a little bit of debris that's stuck under them, too, when you try to close them, and that makes it even worse. Now, where are we at right now with the water heater? You're still there with it, or have you replaced it? What's your
Where are you at with the project?
What I was looking at didn't look like it was even worth fixing with all the, like I said, with all the burn.
Well, it may not. If it's more than a few years old and you got that much going on with it, I'd probably replace the water heater myself. But what I was going to say, the one thing that you can try, and assuming that the coils were still okay. You mentioned they were burned out. I mean, burned out is, with a coil, is kind of hard to do. If they just got wet and shorted, that's a different situation. You can clean up the contacts and it'll work. But if the coils were okay, otherwise, what you could do is you open and close the pressure and temperature valve several times. And by the way, there's supposed to be a discharge pipe on that that stops within 6 inches of the floor. And sometimes the plumbers don't put that on. But if you open and close that a bunch of times to try to sort of clean out that valve, sometimes it'll reseat itself. And this is assuming that it didn't open because there was something electrically wrong with it. But I would do that. There's things that I would check, but these are things you probably couldn't check. For example, I checked the amperage on the coils to see if they were drawing normally and things like that, that tells me sort of the circuit is working correctly. So I guess what we're coming to here is if you got this much going on with it, you're probably going to have to replace it, and you're going to need a plumber for that anyway. But that's probably what happened. It probably started with the pressure temperature valve leaking, that water getting in there and causing a big mess electrically, because water and electricity do not mix, as you have learned, my friend.
Right. Okay, guys. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking my call and appreciate the help.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on anytime, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, whether you're cleaning a car, the sidewalk, or your house, a pressure washer is a great go-to tool for outdoor cleaning. We're going to tell you how to choose one that's right for the projects on your to-do list after this. 888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your fall to-do list? We'd love to know. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, what's on your fall to-do list?
Oh, my goodness. I think there's so much. First of all, I have to take down the above-ground pool that we put up. And I'm kind of, like, waiting because I always feel like, you know, we get into these dates and there's suddenly that weird warmish day that comes up and everybody's going to want to go swimming. So, you know, I'm going to wait for that. And then I really need to figure out, like, how to make that grass grow again underneath. So
yep, that's going to be a challenge. But fortunately, the time is right for that, you know, because fall's a good time to get your lawn ready and you have the entire fall season for those roots to grow nice and deep, and they'll be good to go when next summer comes along, and then you can cover it again with the pool.
Nope, it's literally going away. It was just our COVID purchase.
I see, okay. Well, that's what's on Leslie's list. We want to know what's on your list. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Laurel in Pennsylvania is on the line, and I'm reading, Laurel, that your ceiling fell down. What the heck happened to your apartment?
Well, the lady upstairs had a problem in her kitchen and her bathroom, and I don't know if there was a fire or what, but she flooded the upstairs, and so some of my kitchen ceiling fell in with all the water coming down. It smells like smoke. It smells like rotted wood, wet wood. What do I do?
Well, by the way, why are you dealing with this as opposed to a landlord or an insurance company?
Well, he swept it up and then put a new towel in the suspended ceiling. That was it. He didn't repair
the
hole.
First of all, you asked about smoke smell, and you know the way to deal with smoke smell is to use TSP and scrub the walls and scrub the ceiling, trisodium phosphate. That will cut through the tar and the nicotine that sticks to the walls. Now, if you're concerned about mold, there's a product called Concrobium, which is excellent, specifically designed to kill the mold. It's far more effective than bleach. And the other quality I like about Concrobium is it leaves a protective coating on the surface when it dries so that the mold can't grow back. Their website is curemymold.com, C-U-R-E, curemymold.com. Check it out. I think that that is the solution to your mold issue, Laurel.
Well, a pressure washer is a great tool to have for outdoor chores. You can clean sidewalks, driveways, decks, even siding, just to name a few of the things that you can actually clean with it. Now, if you don't own one, it really is a pretty good investment because it's something that you're going to use regularly.
Now, there are a few things to consider when you're looking to buy a pressure washer. First is the water pressure itself. A light-duty pressure washer with, say, 1,300 to 2,000 PSI or pounds per square inch is going to give you about 30 times more pressure than what comes out of a garden hose, just for a guide. So that's good for things like cars and siding and boats. If you need something a bit stronger, you can choose a medium-duty pressure washer. They go up to around 2,600 PSI, and they're good for cleaning grease and grime. And heavy-duty pressure washers are best used for stripping surfaces.
Now, you also want to look at the gallons per minute or the GPM. And the larger the GPM, the more surface area a washer can actually clean. And then look at the price tag. Now, the price is going to be a major factor. You can expect to pay anywhere from about $100 to a couple of $1,000. And we've got a great checklist to help you choose the right pressure washer for you at MoneyPit.com. Cal in Colorado, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I have an interesting question here. I've got a house with an insulated concrete foam basement walls. That's where you put concrete in between foam. And I've taken the outside wall, the foam, and have scored it with 30 grit sandpaper to give it a rough edge. And I screwed on the 2 foot wide by 8 foot long extruded aluminum or steel screen to give me grip. But I'm putting on fake stone, or frost stone, as some call it. And my question is, after I've screwed on the screening and I'm putting on, I've been told to take a type S mix, which is a limestone cement mix, and use that as my scratch coat. And the question is, how soon, what is the longest I can wait before I put on the stone? If I try to do all the scratch coat first, which could be a day or two because it's over 1,000 square feet, am I going too long, or should I be putting buttering up the stone and putting that against the scratch coat right away?
I think that as soon as the scratch coat dries, you can go forward with the stone. But typically, most masons will do the scratch coat first and then do the stone thereafter.
Okay.
I don't see any reason that you can't have it exposed for a short period of time.
Okay, so we're not worried about a day or two.
No, certainly not. You kidding? The way construction projects go, a day or two is like nothing.
Okay. Well, thanks for the info on that.
All right, Cal. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call with your home repair or home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're planning a home improvement project, you know you have to budget for materials and the cost of the contractor who's going to help. But did you also know you need to budget for the hidden cost of home improvements, too? We're going to share some of those money drains and tell you how you can prepare after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com. I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and give us a call right now. We are here to help you with your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And we'd also love for you to subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You'll get inside info. You'll get extra tips, extra prizes, all kinds of cool stuff happening on the podcast, which is probably why Chartable ranked the Money Pit one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/podcast.
Don't forget, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions anytime. And one caller who gets on the air this hour is going to win a set of two 12-inch and two 36-inch heavy-duty Jorgensen trigger clamps worth $120. These really come in handy when you need an extra hand to hold a project together while you're doing the work. They're going to deliver 600 pounds of clamping power. And these clamps are serious workhorses, guys. So if you've got a big project, whether you're a home improver, a crafter, a maker, or even repairing a toy wagon like Tom was, this is definitely the clamp for you. Check them out at ponyjorgensen.com.
And check us out by calling us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Margaret on the line who needs some help cleaning her bathroom grout. What's going on?
You told people there was some kind of chemical they could buy that they could use in their grout, in any kind of grout, and it would work.
Tell us what your tile floor looks like now.
It's a shower, walk-in shower.
Okay.
And it kind of turns yellow.
You'd like to clean that grout and get it back to white?
Yeah, I want to go back white.
There's products on the market that are called grout cleaners and grout strippers. Grout strippers are a little bit more thorough, a little more heavy duty. And you apply those, and you have to make sure that you're wearing, like, safety glasses and gloves for this, because you can get spritzes of the stuff up in your face. But once you apply it to the grout lines, you let it sit for a while. And then I like to scrub it with a brush. Typically, I use like a small, stiff bristle brush, and that tends to get in there really good and gets out as much dirt as possible. And then once you rinse it and let it dry really thoroughly, the way you prevent it from getting dirty quite as quickly next time is you add a grout sealer to it, which is silicone-based, and it soaks in, and that stops a lot of the future grime from sticking to those grout joints and keeps it brighter a lot longer, okay?
Okay, but do you remember what particular, you mentioned some kind of brand that it was really good.
Yeah, the product is called Tile Lab. That's the brand, Tile, T-I-L-E, Lab, L-A-B. You should be able to find it at home centers.
All right, well, I thank you very, very much.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you're planning a home improvement project, you know you got a budget for materials and the cost of the labor to get it done. But did you know that you also need a budget for the hidden cost of home improvements? We're going to give you three expenses that you need to consider or be warned about so you don't end up having to pay them.
Yeah. First of all, we're talking about eating out. Now, if your house is down for the count, that means your kitchen is too. So that means that you and your family are eating out a lot more from the local pizza place, whose number, which you probably know by heart, by now, to the times that you need to escape the mess and all dine out together, the food budget will go way up, not to mention your waistline, guys. So maybe try to walk to the restaurants.
Now, another thing to consider is to make sure you ask your contractor if any of the improvements planned are going to require you to leave home and for how long. For example, when we insulated our home, we used a spray foam insulation, and we needed to leave the home for 24 hours so that that foam insulation could cure. So if you've got to leave your house for a while, of course, you got to plan for that.
Now, also, you got to think about skipping building permits. Now, if you do this, you know, you might think, oh, the permit's the responsibility of the contractor. That's not always the case. And if you skip a permit, and it can actually cost you big in construction mistakes that don't get caught, or even problems when it comes time to sell, like maybe having to get rid of that bathroom to sell the house. I mean, it causes a whole bunch of problems. So just do it right and get those permits.
Yeah, that happens a lot when people add on to their homes with things like decks. If it wasn't allowed to be put there, the building inspectors can refuse to issue a certificate of occupancy when it comes time to sell the house unless it's torn off. Now, lastly, you need to make sure that you're checking their insurance, because if you don't check the insurance, you could be looking at some really expensive issues. So make sure that before you start your project, you make sure anyone on the property is going to carry workman's compensation insurance. This is going to cover them if anyone sustains injuries while working in your home. Doesn't matter whose fault it is. If they're in your house, they're going to go after you and your insurance company. So make sure they are carrying workman's compensation insurance. Ask for proof of it. You can actually ask that your contractor list you as an additional insured on their workman's compensation policy. And that's important because this way the insurance company knows that you have a stake in that policy as well. And if the contractor was to cancel the insurance company would be required to notify you at the same time. So just make sure you confirm that insurance and get listed as the additional insured so that doesn't happen to you.
Pam in Colorado's on the line. How can we help you today?
We have floors throughout our house. Most of them are carpeted that squeak, like, you know, bedrooms, hallway, living room, stairs, things like that. And then a bathroom that has the vinyl flooring, the laminate flooring. And we've tried, there was a little kit that you could buy at Ace Hardware where you find the floor joists. And then you put screws every so often down into the joist, I guess, and that didn't work. It only made it worse.
So you're trying to fix a squeaky floor that's under what kind of flooring material? Carpet?
Yes, carpet. I'm sorry. Yes, carpet.
All right. It's wall-to-wall carpet?
Yes, it is.
All right. So here's the trick of the trade, Pam. You ready?
I am ready. I'm so ready.
What you want to do, the first thing you need is a good stud finder. You're going to get like a Stanley stud sensor so that you can use a device, electronic device, that will allow you to sort of peek through the carpet and identify exactly where the floor joists are below. And once you identify the floor joists, what you're going to do is take a number 10 or number 12 galvanized finish nail. And we say galvanized because it's a little rougher than a regular plated finish nail and tends to hold better. And then you're going to drive that at a slight angle, like about a 15-degree angle, right through the carpet and right through the subfloor and right into the floor joist. Now, when you do that, you'll notice that the carpet sort of sags down and gets like dimpled where the nail head goes through. The trick is to grab the nap of the carpet right around the nail head and pull it through the nail head. It'll pop through, and then you sort of brush the carpet, and that nail will disappear below it, and you won't see it again. So you can get away with actually fixing a squeak through carpet with this trick of the trade.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome. And again, could you tell me the type of nail one more time?
Yeah, number 10 or number 12 galvanized finish nail.
Okay, number 10 or number 12 floor joist at a 15-degree angle.
Yeah, but you got to find that joist or you can't be nailing into air. You know, you want to make sure you're nailing into the floor joist, okay?
Okay, thanks so much. You have an awesome show.
All right, thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. You can reach us anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or home improvement questions. Coming up, the right lighting fixture will add a little glamour to that boring bath and make you look much more attractive in the morning. Who doesn't love that? We're going to tell you how to step up that lighting style for your bathroom when we come back.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com.
Mark in Pennsylvania posted here at Money Pit. He says, I've got a summer home in the mountains, and I was wondering what is the best way to drain the water out of the pipes. It seems every year when I open the pipes back in the spring, we have a pipe that didn't drain and then is frozen and broken.
Well, the best way to do this is it's really twofold, and your plumbing system has to be set up for this. You need to shut off the main, and then you need to open up the drains, the lowest point in that plumbing system. And then the smart thing would be to use a compressor to blow out any water that's sitting in maybe a pipe that doesn't necessarily drain naturally, drain with gravity. An air compressor can push the rest of that water out of it and get it done. The other thing, though, I find sometimes is that if your main water valve has a really tiny leak to it, it could be letting more water into those pipes. So that's something you just want to make sure that the valve shuts 100%. Otherwise, it'll just kind of fill back up, even if it takes a month, and then it can freeze and break. In terms of the toilet fixtures themselves and those drains, make sure you put a bit of antifreeze in all of those bowls. That will stop any residual water that's in those spaces from freezing.
So, Tom, if you're turning off all the water and you've really cleared out all the pipes, I mean, essentially, if you kept the water on, you'd want to leave your heat at a certain temperature to sort of keep things from freezing over. But now, if you've got everything drained out, what's a safe temperature to leave the house out when it's unoccupied?
Well, you still need to leave the heat on. You can't turn it off because the walls will swell, they'll get damp, the wallpaper will fall off, they'll start to bubble up. So I would leave that heat at no lower than about, say, 62 or 65 degrees in the winter.
All right. Well, hopefully that helps you out there, Mark. Good luck with your vacation home, and hopefully you'll enjoy it leak-free next summer.
Well, when you flick on the lights in your bathroom and catch that first glimpse of yourself first thing in the morning, do you just want to run back to bed and stick your head under the covers? I know that feeling. Well, the right lighting, though, can make a big difference in your bathroom. Leslie's got the answers to good lighting in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, ideally, bathroom lighting should feature two kinds of lighting. We're talking about general lighting and task lighting. But since most lighting is LED, you do need to look at the light's color temperature and choose the right one. Now, for example, for task lighting, you want to choose LEDs that are rated 3500K, which stands for Kelvin, and it's the standard by which brightness and color are measured for those LED bulbs. Now, 3500K is close to daylight lighting and provides the best light for grooming purposes. So if you've got a vanity, these are the perfect lights for that. Now, if you're thinking about general room lighting, you can use 2700K LEDs. And this color is going to provide more of a warm white, which is really good if you've got a ceiling fixture in the space. But regardless of the light bulb, for the best possible light, you want to outfit your space for natural light. Now, you could install skylights that'll flood that bathroom with sunshine or use glass block windows to let the light in, but still provide privacy in your bath. So if you're looking to really get that light in, you know, also look at window treatments that they call them top down, bottom up, I believe, where the top of the shade comes down and the bottom sort of stays down. So if you've got a bathroom, I always find it so funny that there's usually a gigantic window right next to the commode in a bathroom, which you're like, oh, hi, everybody. Here I am. So you can get a shade like this where you can have the whole window covered except for the top portion open for daylight and privacy, and then you can still operate your window there as well. You got to think creatively, but definitely get that light in and enjoy your bath a little bit more so you look better for the day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do cracks in the walls of your home mean you are headed toward a very expensive repair? Well, not always. Cracks around walls or around doors and windows rarely mean a big fix is ahead. We're going to share tips on the easiest way to repair those pesky cracks once and for all on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.